Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational pain medication. If you suffer from chronic low back pain, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants 35 years or older will receive study-related care and investigational medication at no cost. Reimbursement for travel may be provided. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Every day, people from all over the world participate in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at radiantresearch.com.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
Bishop's Post in Chesterfield is the place to show mom just how much you appreciate her. Join them for Mother's Day brunch, Sunday, May 8th, for their brunch buffet, including breakfast items, raw bar, salads, carving stations, dinner items, and mini desserts from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Their wine list is the best wine list in town with unbelievable value. Bishop's Post has a beautiful patio that she'll absolutely love. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. Call for reservations. Every mom deserves to be treated to Bishop's Post.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
With Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu, any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Are you living up to your optimal level of health? The doctors of the Institute of Natural Health invite you to tune into their show, Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock, where you'll learn about what things may be keeping you from being the healthiest you possible and how to find a better way. The Institute of Natural Health's philosophy is to treat the person rather than manage a condition. Achieving optimal health and wellness is possible, and the Institute of Natural Health can help. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
green apple splatters.
Oh, boy.
So get loose and up.
That is embarrassing.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny, that's right, just like the baseball manager, Matheny Heating and Cooling, 74 years and counting, working their way towards 75 years and three generations of keeping people cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and reminding them that in between, when you don't need either, is a good time to have it checked out so it's ready when the severe weather comes. Matheny Heating and Cooling, will give you their website, talk a little more about them after this. let's see. Yep, it hasn't changed. Our control board operator is still Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason.
What's the cost or obligation?
No cost.
Wow.
Free. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Good to see you, Hebe. Still happy. Always happy. Even in heaven, this lady's not that happy. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
See? Still complaining. Still calling people names. And probably taking over the place. And Rat Boy just told me an interesting story. He said he finally had Matheny come out. They loved him, by the way. He loves Matheny. And his system just wasn't kicking out. And this is a couple weeks ago. He was running the heater. They just didn't seem to be getting enough heat through, not enough air. So he had him check. They removed, they're not really so much in the duct cleaning business, but they removed from his ductwork 78 pounds of, go ahead and tell him what it was.
Cheese.
78 pounds of cheese.
Wow.
And tell the truth, did you ever have something you wanted to get rid of and you just dropped it down the vent, the duct, the blower in the floor?
No.
Oh, I have.
Like what?
Well, like maybe something in your teeth or something. You know, you just drop down the, oh, yeah, I've done
that.
Oh, sure. Or there's a crumb.
I probably will now, though.
There's a crumb, like a cornflake or something. You don't want to go all the way to the waste bag. Just throw it down the vent.
No.
I've done that. Oh, I've done it. That's why I don't want anybody looking down in there. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Let's not forget Bruce Limprist and the all-boy orchestra. Orchestra. Edit out that pause, will you?
All right.
If people only knew. They think this show is so perfect.
Yeah.
They only knew how much was edited out, you know, that they don't hear.
Right.
Like that right there. They're never going
to
hear that.
My girlfriend was talking to me yesterday, and she said something. I said, what? And she goes, oh, just edit that out.
Oh, see, I like her. I knew Sandy was a kid.
Yeah.
I like her. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. They have serviced my house. What I find really interesting is since they have serviced our system, we don't need a lot of service. Before, it seemed like somebody would come out and then, I don't know, a year later, at least a year later, something else, maybe something minor. This thing is just humming along. And I don't know what they did or how they did it. I don't know anything about the equipment they use or what they look for, but I do know this. When they're finished and I get the bill, it's reasonable. And it's not any less than the bill you'll get. I don't get like a special deal when I have my heating and cooling system looked at or repaired or whatever, because my advertisers don't get a deal. They pay full sticker, so I need to pay full sticker. That's the way it works. So I know what their charges are, and I would know if they were out of line if I'd had to call and go, hey, come on, what the heck, are you kidding me? And if it's something simple, they say it's something simple. They're not going to make up some elaborate, convoluted, complicated problem that didn't exist just so they can charge you more. I think the best thing I can say, and I've said it many times, is that if you have Matheny come out and service your heating and cooling system, you will never, ever again need to or want to call anybody else. You just won't, because once you're really happy and satisfied, you go, well, we found the company we've always hoped we'd find. We're set. We know who to call. That's Matheny. You need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. And you don't need to worry about what make, what model your heating and cooling system is, how big it is, how small it is, how old or new it is. Don't worry. They have people certified and qualified to work on any brand, any make, any type, any size, any model, residential, commercial. And it doesn't matter how big or small your home is or how big or small your business is. They'll be happy to take care of you. Matheny. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. All right, I
I don't want to mess this up. From Dan didn't He's tell me on the screen. From somewhere Florida. In Florida. Yeah. And what is it that's there? I forgot.
A pickleball tournament.
Oh, yeah. From a big pickleball tournament somewhere in Florida.
U.S. Open pickleball tournament or something?
Well, we'll go with that. That sounds good. The U.S. Open pickleball tournament in Florida. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Lots of people have downloaded it and found, to their pleasant surprise, hey, this really works. It's free, so you should download it too. STL Taxi. It's a great way to get the only cab you'll ever want to be seen in if you're AM to PM, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now, from somewhere in Florida at some big pickleball tournament, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey,
Bill.
Not just some big pickleball tournament. It is the first ever U.S. Open pickleball tournament
in Naples, right.
Florida.
Naples. And now let me tell you, I want to repeat again because you deserve credit for this. I never heard of pickleball till Bill Cleveland talked about it, and I thought, what the heck is that? I played Saturday. I'm scheduled to play again this Saturday. I love pickleball, and I'm not a sports guy, an athletic guy at all. I can't do anything, but I can play pickleball pretty well.
It is a lot of fun. There are 800 participants from all over the world. I think there were like, I don't know, they told me like 30 different countries, and I think 42 states are represented. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It actually starts tomorrow, and I play playing men's doubles with
Steve. You're in the U.S. Open?
The U.S. Open pickleball tournament, yes, sir. Playing in that.
You're playing.
You know what? This is like talking to Roger Federer.
You're playing. Doubles with someone. Do you know the person?
Yes, men's doubles. My friend Steve lives there in St. Louis. There's actually about 7 or 8 of us from St. Louis that play.
Oh.
And so we're down here. I'll play it on Thursday. And so keep your fingers crossed. If I do really well on Thursday, you won't have to hear me because I won't be able to call in.
Whoa.
So it's possible. it's possible you and your doubles partner could win the U.S. Open.
That is a possibility.
Yeah. Wow. Wouldn't that be something?
Not likely, but it is a possibility.
It'd be like the Williams sisters.
Well, they're not sisters. My grunting.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They do a lot of that. So, yeah, so tomorrow I'll be there actually on the premises.
And, well, good luck.
I'll give you a report. Yeah.
Do you have your own personal custom paddle?
It's not a custom paddle, but
you own your own paddle. So we own, my wife
Absolutely.
And I own 4 paddles. That's the case. Somebody else wants to play. We have 2 extra paddles.
Ooh.
And people who don't know anything about pickleball, I think you're really missing out on, and I hope it gets bigger, and I hope St. Louis sees more pickleball courts built, because it is so much fun. And here's what's fun about it, and then I'll let you have your segment back.
Yeah, sure.
Unlike tennis, where the average person who has never hit a tennis ball, and Dan, I think you'll agree with me, and be on, if you've ever tried to play, you can't just serve a tennis ball, walk up and start serving. You can't
do it.
Pickleball, you can. And now you're playing. You've served, and now you're playing. And what I like about it is it's a good workout. You're going to be exhausted if you play right, but you can just start playing. And even as a beginner, you don't look like the schmuck you look like on the tennis court or the golf course when you start.
Well, as long as you have 3 other schmucks you're playing with, and then it works out.
It's so much fun.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So we'll let you know, and I'll be posting some pictures on my Bill on the Road Facebook page, too. They have a lot of professional, I guess you would call it, because there's money up for grabs at this thing. You can win money. I don't plan to win any money, but you have people can win a lot of money. And I know a lot of money. I think $50,000.
I think that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading today about some iPhone fun facts. You guys have an iPhone. So
I do.
No, I don't.
Listen to that. So, you know, the iPhone will not correct the word marijuana. If you type in marijuana, the word, it will not auto-correct on the iPhone, which explains why today a Snoop Dogg was caught delivering a package of marinara. And it was,
I get it.
Speaking of drugs, researchers studying prehistoric cave drawings now think most drawings were done by people under the influence of mind-altering drugs.
What?
Which explains why they called it the Stone Age. It all makes sense.
That does explain it.
And Hillary Clinton told a reporter the other day that she speaks to God at least once a day. Yeah. Then she added, but never for under $100,000.
That's good. You ever notice that she wears the same clothes that Kim Jong-un wears? They wear the same outfits. You ever notice that? Seriously. No, they do. The same tailor.
Yeah.
Finally. The battle between Hillary and the socialists is getting pretty ugly, though, at Bernie. In fact, today Sanders vowed if he becomes president, the first thing he'll do is redistribute Hillary's pantsuits to the poor.
Oh, that's a lot of clothing.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, you know what I did? You know, I drove by yesterday in Venice, Oprah's house. I went to Oprah's house yesterday.
Really? She lives in Venice, Florida?
Oh, she lives everywhere.
She got a place in Venice, Florida. We went by last night, some friends of mine that live there, and they took us around the neighborhood, and we go around the corner, and I said, holy crap, that place is huge. And he's like, that's the garage. So we went around, and Orca's the gates garage. Were open, so the Oakster was home, I'm sure, and so I've got a picture of that online, too.
Hold on, Dad just did something very disrespectful, and I want to call him out.
That's huge.
He called her Orca.
Orca Winfrey.
He said Orca
Winfrey. I wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't either, Bill.
That's not classy. I'm not telling that joke.
That's not how I broadcast.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from sunny Naples, Florida, where I feel really out of place. There's a lot of Mercedes everywhere, and people are kind of ritzy, but they're very nice anyhow. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to Naples, Florida.
Nipples, Florida.
Yeah, that's a good.
Why? Why today are you bringing?
On
why today are you bringing us down to that level?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Read you an email. Why did we yesterday discuss people with different size shoes, like their left and right feet? What caused us to get into that? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, my dad had polio. And okay. He has two different size feet.
Well, check this. Here's an email. Frank, I'm 61 years old, was stricken with polio when I was 3. Turned out to be one of the more fortunate ones in that my only lasting effect is my left foot, the bad one, is an 8.5, and the right is a 10.
Wow.
He says, about 10 years ago, I learned that Nordstrom will sell two different sizes for the price of one. For people with different size feet. He said, pretty sweet deal. He says, more recently, I had a pair of custom handmade shoes made that clearly changed the quality of my life. Finally, I entered boot camp June 3rd, 1974. Love you, Mike. And I'm not going to give his last name because he's got two different size feet. Thank you, Mike.
Wow.
I appreciate the email. So it's not just your dad.
Yeah.
There are other people. We currently stand at $2,500 for dinner at Annie Gunn's, $600 for a place at the trivia table. Let me read you, and I'll pull it up here because I just got a great email. It says, Frank, this came in at 3:14. It says, hang on a minute. No, it came at 5:14 just a few minutes ago. It says, where's the original message? Here it is. He says, I'm interested in bidding on the Annie Gunn's dinner. Would you please call me or email me? And I wrote him back and said, I will call you the minute this show is over. So, Steve, thank you. If he wants to bid on Annie Gunn's, he knows. If he listens, it's at $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
This is good news. And, folks, if you want a place at the trivia table with Peon and Dan and their chicks, we got room for two other couples. Please let me know. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com.
And we have a lot of fun at that trivia night, too. It's fun.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's big. Prince's music, because hang on, I have the actual number here. Since in 3 days after his death, his sales of his music went up 42,000%.
That's crazy.
Now, the same thing happened with Michael Jackson, happened with Elvis. So here's what I'm thinking. It would be smart to fake your death.
Mm-hmm.
Fake your death. I'm not kidding. And I thought about this. I don't have any music to sell, so it wouldn't benefit me financially. But have you ever thought about that, faking your death, and just to see what people would say if you could put on a disguise or something? I have. I've thought about it. I think it would be the greatest thing. People say, well, Elvis faked his death. Well, no, he didn't. Andy Kaufman faked his death. No, he didn't. But he'd be the one most likely to.
Yeah.
Kennedy, some people said he's in a nursing home, he's a vegetable, his brain damaged. That's nonsense. But wouldn't it be the greatest story of our lifetime if somebody came out we had thought was dead for 10 years?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that
would
be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be fairly
the problem is, It'd be a great story, but then everybody would be mad at you.
Oh, they'd hate
they
you.
Would, they'd hate your guts because you tricked them.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a movie called Gigot, G-I-G-O-T. It's French. From many, many years ago, from the early 60s, I never forgot that I watched this movie. I haven't seen it since. It was written by Jackie Gleason, and it starred Jackie Gleason. And Jackie Gleason was the primary character in the movie, and he never said one word. He played the part of a French mute. It's a brilliant movie. And the reason I thought of it, Gigot was a homeless sort of a bum, just a guy who, he was very smart, but people made fun of him, they picked on him, they chased him because he couldn't talk. And it's kind of a sad story. He's heavy because Gleason was a big guy. And Gigot, as poor as he was, finds a woman and her daughter huddling in the rain in a corner, and he takes them into his dingy basement he lives in, and he feeds them and gets them out of the rain. And to help feed the daughter, he decides to steal some food, and I think he gets caught. My memory's sketchy, but the townspeople are after him, and they chase him off a bridge or something into the water, and they think he's drowned, but he didn't drown. He made his way to the edge, to the shore, but now he has to be in hiding. But he finds out the town is putting together this beautiful funeral because they feel guilty for all the years they made fun of Gigot. And he manages to, off in the distance, go to the funeral. And he's standing there, and if I remember, he's crying, listening to all the wonderful things people are saying about this selfless man who couldn't talk. And somebody spots him. And they all start chasing him again because they're mad at him. And it ends with them doing the same thing to him they always did. They're chasing him. It's really a very unusual movie. Again, it's called G-I-G-O-T, Gigot. You can Google it. It'll come up, and all the cast members, and it tells you that Gleason wrote it. He wrote the music score for it. It's pretty interesting, but a great lesson in how people treat people. And I just thought, man, Prince, you should have done this while you're alive. Faked you. You'd sell a whole lot more music. But I think he did okay and sold enough. One last thing. If you want to feel real old today, Carol Burnett is 83. Today.
I know.
How about that?
I saw that. Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
For Greg White. This is for you, Greg. Called earlier and asked about this joke. And it's been a long time. We haven't told it for a while. A couple of years at least. Woman goes into a pharmacy, and she asks where the hair remover is. You know, like Nair, you know, that stuff that removes hair. And the clerk says, now, be careful if you're not familiar with this product, if you go in the sun, because it can cause chemical reactions and burn your skin. And she says, I'm not using it on my legs. He says, well, if you're going to use this under your arms, you need to let the hair grow out for a few days before you use it. And it's all in the instructions. She says, no, I'm not using it under my arms. He says, do you mind if I ask what you're going to do with this? Where are you going to remove hair? I'm confused. She says, oh, it's for my schnauzer. He says, well, then I wouldn't ride a bike for at least a week.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with the accident on eastbound 44 near Lewis Road. It looks like it's off on the left shoulder. Maybe it's partially blocking the left lane, but traffic is back to 109. Southbound 109, people bailing out to get out of that mess there. They're jammed up from Highway 44 down to Highway WFF. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 40 downtown, you're still heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland. Then from Lindbergh out through Highway 141, it's running slow. Southbound 141, you're slow from Ladue, and that goes all the way down through Clayworth Drive. We have northbound 170 at stop and go between Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270 looks looking a lot better now. You're just a little heavy between east of McDonald, Houdershell, up through Lindbergh. And then we have a westbound 70. That's thinned out as far as we go around Jennings Station Road. But from Highway 270 out through the Blanchette Bridge, some slow pockets there. Same thing on westbound 364 from 270 out past the Veterans Bridge. Southbound 270 still has some stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Highway 44. This report brought to you by Account Temps. Every accounting team faces spikes in workloads. They can help. Account Temps can assist with all your temporary accounting and financial staffing needs. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. While the other radio stations at 6 p.m. weekdays are doing the same old, KTVI Fox 2 and the Big 550 will keep you updated while you're on your way to wherever you're going. KTVI Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Over 77 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. It is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. With that same quality concept in mind, I've opened a new division called Simply Clean Floors. Simply Clean Floors is the newest carpet cleaning company in the St. Louis area with a reputation to match Midwest Floor. So if you've ever wondered who to call to get your carpets looking like new again, the answer is simple. Call Simply Clean Floors. You can reach Simply Clean Floors at 314-896-4411 or online at simplycleanfloors.com. I promise your experience with Simply Clean Floors will be a great one.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, Permajack. Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, Permajack, 636-225-2553.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants. And since April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, it's the perfect time to check out Bowen Dental Care. In fact, during the month of April, an oral cancer screening is free. That's right, free, because Dr. Bowen knows that oral health is important. Bowen Dental Care can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that is not a one-size-fits-all facility. So you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile. Bowen Dental Care specializes in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Bowen Dental Care is in Florissant near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them to get your free oral cancer screening at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicked off with a sold-out home opener at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Next up is the Vancouver Whitecaps on Saturday, April 30th. The first 3,500 fans over 21 receive a St. Louis FC jersey koozie. And don't miss the jersey raffle, where you can win a game-worn jersey. Get your tickets now. Professional soccer is back. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0999 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Beremir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Beremir Glass and Door. Beremir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Beremir Glass and Door can't be
the beat. Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have a chronic cough? Trouble breathing? Are you over 40 years of age and a current or former smoker who smoked for many years? If so, please call to learn about participating in research studies at the Clinical Research Center for COPD. Qualified participants may receive study-related medical evaluations and rescue inhaler at no cost. Compensation for participation may be provided to those who qualify. To learn more, visit clinicalresearchcenter.com or call 314-514-8509.
Hi, this is John Shea. Come out and see me and Jim McMillan as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from 11 to 1 at Hallmark Stone this Saturday. Save up to 50% on granite remnants. All the proceeds from this sale benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids Charities. They're located off I-44 at Soccer Park Exit. See their website at hallmarkstone.com for information and directions. We hope to see you there Saturday at the Granite Remnant Sale at Hallmark Stone in Fenton.
All right, we're going to Southern California.
Let me go home.
And we're going to check in with someone. Before we introduce him, could you stop the music for a second? So
sure.
I'm going to read you an email, and I think he'll appreciate this. Dear Frank, I've been listening for a long, long time. And I have to tell you, and I've never written to you, and I've never written to the person I'm about to mention, but I find him to be highly entertaining and very informative. And to me, it's the best part of your show. And then she says, I'm talking, of course, about Scott Sherman.
Who's oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate the email.
That's Why did you stop before that during Mike Evans' segment?
I didn't want music interrupting with what I was saying.
Oh.
I forgot to read it earlier.
Oh.
So you start the music again. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market. Two incredible places that you need to discover if you haven't already. And they sell thousands of gift cards. And this happens to be the holiday season. Every day is a special day for somebody, and every day is a holiday at Holiday Hill. Thank you, Dan. It's somebody's birthday today. Somebody's retiring. Somebody graduated. Whatever. Gift cards. Any guns in the Smokehouse Market on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And now, Mike Evans.
Who the hell, Scott Sherwood?
Sherman. He's an attorney, and every Thursday, he's on in the 4 o'clock hour.
I'm gonna sue him.
Why? You know what? You don't sue an attorney.
I'm gonna sue him.
Why?
Tell him he better start digging in his law books because I smell a suit coming on.
Uh-oh.
Mm. For him claiming to be the most popular or something?
Yeah.
That wasn't him. That was the emailer. That was a listener.
Oh, he sent it himself.
No, he didn't. It was sent by Lydia Lightlicker from Shoveltown, Missouri.
Oh, well, then I stand corrected.
Lydia Lightlicker?
What's going on, Omar?
I want to kiss your pineapple.
What? Go ahead.
Pop quiz question. How much money do Big Bang Theory stars Johnny Galecki, Jim Parsons, Katie Cuoco make a year? $25 million a year? Answer in just a minute. Weird sports story. Oh, congratulations on San Luis Blues, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Take
Hold
that
out.
Happiness. Weird sports story. You'll soon be seeing a new sport on television. Drone Wars.
Oh, my goodness.
No, really, it's really good. I got a preview of it. It's drone races through this half-gutted, really huge shopping center in Los Angeles. These drones have cameras on them, and they're chasing each other all through this shopping center. It's amazing. It is really fun to watch.
But is it a one-time deal, or is it a regular series?
I think it's going to be a weekly show.
I don't know how you can get multiple shows out of that, because once you see it, I'm like, well, maybe they change the different venues where they race them, I guess.
Well, they change this big shopping center they're tearing down over in Hawthorne, and of course you get to know the guys that are running actually controlling the drones. It looked really good. It looked really good.
I'd watch it. I have a drone, and I've seen a little bit on the YouTube of what these guys do.
And people have called you a drone.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Trying to not be nice.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I love Franco Pinion.
All right, we got that on tape.
Okay.
Well, not on tape, on hard drive or whatever.
Tape.
Okay, I know.
Maybe you can play it on your 8-track, dude.
Every once in a while I slip. I hear a lot of people do it. Oh, I taped it. No, mm-hmm. You didn't tape it, you recorded it.
Sad sports report of the two biggest markets, Los Angeles and New York. Less than half of the local fans can actually watch their home teams on television. Dodger and Yankee fans are not able to watch their teams on local television because of contractual issues with Time Warner in L.A., which is absolutely the worst. And the YES Network in New York, only 41% in New York and only 40% in Los Angeles people have that service. They can watch it. And these two services refuse to sell them, rent them, lease them, or make them available to Dish, Direct, or any other outlet. Yeah. That's sad. I mean, how many Cardinal games are televised?
Just about all of them.
Yeah, I think all of them.
I think all, if you have the right package, all of them.
Yeah, well, if you don't have Time Warner, if you have like Dish or Direct, you're not going to see a Dodger game, okay? No Vin Scully, nothing.
Oh, that's bad.
Music notes, MTV is bringing back MTV Unplugged. Back from the 1990s, show featured new music and MTV planned several alt music programs in an attempt to get back to the roots, which I think is a great idea. Odds and ends, for the record, when John Lennon died, he was worth $800 million. When Michael Jackson died, worth $600 million. Prince died, $300 million. No will for Prince. David Bowie was worth $250 million when he died.
I've heard the Prince number could be $500 million with no will.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this anywhere else, so here is an exclusive.
All right.
But I can confirm that a few weeks ago, when Donald Trump was having a bad week, Donald Trump, his family staff, and some of his advisors took a private jet, not the Trump jet, to Palm Springs, California, bought out an entire hotel for 2 days in meetings. Nobody knew they were here. Wow. Except me.
Wow.
And a couple of the hotel employees who I know that gave me the scoop.
You are connected.
Well, you know, just, you know.
Hey, going back to Prince, does
he... Scott Sherman can do that.
Does Prince have family? Does anybody...
He has one sister, full-blooded sister, and five half-siblings.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She wants to be the executive.
But I also think, somewhere they're going to find that he wants to give away a lot of that money to the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Ooh.
Military experts say that women in special ops divisions in the United States Army and Marines are the smartest, bravest fighters we have. Good as Navy SEALs. Hoo-wah! For the women in the United States military.
I don't doubt that.
Michael Strahan says that Kelly's bickering became a little too much, but the reason that he's going to Good Morning America is one reason only. He is a team player. ABC owns both shows. ABC asked him, and that's why he's going to Good Morning America. You don't think the $7.3 million raise had anything to do with it?
That had nothing to do with it.
No. Heck no.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And finally.
Wow.
What do you mean, finally?
We did a whole segment already.
You there?
Oh. Date in history, I got to Carol Burnett's 84 today.
83.
I think 84.
I think 83. USA Today said 83.
Well, you didn't believe USA Today or me?
Well, let me ask Siri. I'll ask Siri about all this shit.
Ask Siri. Go ahead.
Hang on, I am.
Oh, I got something else for you today.
How old
too?
Is
really
Carol
good.
Burnett today?
Did you accidentally summon me?
Yes, I did summon you. How old is Carol Burnett today? Hang on.
Checking on that. The answer is 83 years.
How about that? 83.
Yeah, well. Hey, so I'm watching Gunsmoke, and this guy is doing an impression of Sling Blade on Gunsmoke. Listen.
Kill Chase. What difference does it make? One killing same as the other in the law, Marshal, you know that.
Wow.
And never killed nobody. But I'm going to kill somebody. The man who did this to me, Sheriff of Smith County. He lied me out of my life.
That's Sling Blade.
That really
that
is.
That might have been where Billy Bob got the...
I bet it is. It was on a Gunsmoke that was recorded in 1966.
Wow.
I like a part where he said, and finally...
Wait a minute. I gave you all kinds of stuff. Gave you the stuff on Donald Trump. I'm breaking all the stories. You got your head stuck up, Scott.
And finally. Finally, we're out of time. And finally...
How much money is Big Bang Theory, Johnny Galecki, Jim Parsons, Kevin Cuoco make? 25 million dollars a year?
25.
30. Oh, that's right. So ridiculous.
Mike Evans.
But I'd take it. We'd all take it. Mike Evans, courtesy of Man of Guns, next door to Smokehouse Market. And they are on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. We can't thank American Equity Mortgage enough for being with us for 24 years on this show, 52 weeks a year, unheard of. That's loyalty. It only happened because you folks, when you contact American Equity Mortgage, you are saying your AM and the PM. It's the only reason they're still with us. Thank you for that. Continue to do that, and here's why you continue to contact them. You want a home. You need a mortgage. American Equity Mortgage. You own a home already. You have a mortgage with them or somebody else even. You need to borrow money for something that's come along you don't have the money for. American Equity Mortgage. That equity in your house gives you tremendous borrowing power. I want to give you the website and the number that I don't want you to confuse with any other number. AmericanEquity.com and 314-878-9999.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, things are winding down. You still have slow traffic on westbound 70 from 270 through 94, southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry, southbound 55, River de Pere through Rivas Barracks, westbound 40, you're slow from Ballas out through 141, and you're still jammed up over the Museo Veterans Bridge from the Highway 70 side. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears.
and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Tomorrow around 4:30, we'll be talking with the world's most knowledgeable auctioneer, and Dr. Doug will join us. Thank you for joining us today. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
That you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A fast round of strong to some severe weather across the St. Louis area this afternoon. That's blowing off to the east now very quickly, but the atmosphere is still prime for some more thunderstorms tomorrow.
Plus, Chris Higgins is live in the Storm Runner searching for damage.
And Warrenton Middle School students mourning the loss of a classmate. What Destiny Gleason's parents are saying led the teen to take her own life.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, it was a stormy afternoon across the St. Louis area.
Yeah, the thunder and lightning coming down with some heavy, heavy rain and even some hail in some areas. We got pictures of quarter-size hail that's coming to us from a viewer in Steelville.
And Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox spotted storm damage. This is along Highway D just west of New Melle. That's in St. Charles.